The rhythm of my life has shifted. I reach a little deeper into the abyss, driven to hunt the cool, clean ocean of this vacant space. Annie? I sigh, stretching my body across the bed. She's not there. My eyes pop open.
Chirp.
I'm greeted by the sound of my phone alarm. A single, piercing, digital beep. It's short and efficient, customized so that I won't wake my girlfriend with a full round of the traditional rattling xylophone. But it appears today this effort is for naught. My eyes scan our dimly lit bedroom. Despite Annie's absence, everything else is as it should be. A faint glow illuminates the blinds to my left. The brand new day slowly churning itself into existence. Our shelves are organized. The wood floors are freshly mopped, and today's work outfit sits waiting for me on a nearby hanger. My jaw hurts from a long night of grinding. Annie? I call out, a little louder this time as I find my voice. My mind leaps back through time, struggling to remember any particular morning that she woke before I did. I'm the one who gets up before dawn and walks across the park, then jogs home. I'm the one who makes our coffee. I'm the one... A faint shuffle in the living room quells my panic, and moments later, a familiar figure steps into the bedroom doorway. My whole world nudges back into alignment. Annie is always a hell of a sight, but this morning her short and messy blonde hair feels especially playful, and the constellations of freckles that cover her face seem even more pronounced. She leans against the doorframe and cocks her head to the side, just gazing for a moment. It's the perfect amount of time to let me know that she's thinking something and choosing not to speak it. But her mischievous smile is a strong hint that whatever it is would make me blush. "Good morning," Annie finally coos. "What the fuck is happening? You're up before I am?" I joke. "And you're dressed?" "Yes, ma'am," Annie confirms. She hesitates, then laughs, momentarily shifting gears. "I can't believe you sleep like that, Vera." I glance down at my rigid pose. While one arm has extended into the empty space where Annie usually rests, the other is tight against my side. I'm lying perfectly straight and flat on my back, like a corpse in a coffin, my feet pointed at the ceiling. I say nothing, consciously relaxing the tightness of my body. Annie is clad in her workout gear, which consists of a ratty old Cocteau Twins tee with the sleeves cut off and light blue short shorts that look like they belong on a 70s track star. It's chaotic and fun, like her, and it shows off the sway of her body as she saunters toward me. "Need some help loosening up?" Annie asks. "There's all kinds of things we could do before your morning walk." As she reaches the corner of the bed, she drops to her hands and knees, exaggerating the movement of her hips. She crawls across the blankets. Unfortunately, as great as Annie looks in this position, my eyes have already moved slightly lower. "Shoes," I snap, pointing at the chunky white sneakers on her feet. They're caked in dried mud, soles worn down and laces fraying. Annie lies flat, stretching out so that her feet stay hanging off the edge of the bed. It's just enough for her lips to meet mine, the two of us holding for a long, warm kiss. Despite the slightly awkward position, we take a moment to breathe each other in, then finally release. "Later," I say. Annie nods.
"This is your day,"
she reminds me.
"Whatever you want."
It is my day, and as much as I appreciate the gift of Annie doing her best type A impression in solidarity, what I'd really love is for everything to stay the same. My peace is in the pattern. "I want to go for my walk," I inform her.
"Well, I'm ready,"
she proudly announces, standing up again. I follow her lead, climbing from the tangled blankets. I change into my sleek, charcoal gray workout gear and slip on the running shoes I'd laid out side by side the night before. My